Hello, and welcome to Big Dog Productions' audio presentation of Wendigo by Chase Harrison. Starring Chase Harrison, Kevin Wilson, Robin Dale Robertson, and Steve Vernon. Sound recorded and engineered by Scott Davis. Sound design by Scott Davis. Original artwork by Brian Jacobs. Please be aware that this program contains adult language and situations. This audio theater production of Wendigo is made possible by grants from the Landfall Foundation and the Arts Council of Wilmington and New Hanover County. There will be a 1-minute intermission. You can pause this program at any time, however. For information on Big Dog Productions, future presentations, or to make a donation, feel free to visit our website at bigdogproductions.org or visit us on Facebook. Thank you for supporting Big Dog Productions. We look forward to seeing you in a theater soon. Once again, please enjoy Wendigo by Chase Harrison.
Is anyone in there? Open the door! Anyone! Open the damn door! Open! Open! Oh, please, I'm begging you! I'm begging you, please! Open this door! Please! Anyone! Please! You don't know what's out here! I don't want to die like this!
Looks like the old place hasn't fallen down yet. What's on the door?
Huh?
The door, something was carved into it. What the hell did this to the door?
Must have been a wolf, maybe a bear.
That looks like blood.
Well, it is the cold season.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you do what you need to.
To survive.
Yeah, to survive.
Seeing how everything looks in place, I'm gonna assume it didn't survive.
That's not the point, man. It's a principle thing. It's that want to see the next day. You may not get it, but God be damned if you didn't fight for it.
Uh-huh. Quick question. Hmm? When you got crabs from Sarah Wilkins in college, was that a point or principle matter?
That was a more of a when it's your time kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. That's just science right there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to check the pipes, make sure they haven't frozen up. That was a long car ride.
Yes.
So, you take this, and
thank
I
you.
Shall return. Hey, man.
Hmm?
Welcome back. Trip hasn't been the same without you.
Thanks. Hey, Jackie.
Yeah?
You guys haven't missed a year, have you?
Nope, not a one.
Good. Good. I'm back, Dad. Made it home.
Chris? Hey, Chris! Did you get the beer? I'm not seeing it. We didn't forget it, did we?
It's in the truck, you mongoloid. Just look.
Oh, I found it!
Ooh, where's the beer, yes? Where's the beer? Didn't even look. You can at least look before you ask. It's not hard. It's just fair. Only asking for things to be fair. Speaking of fair, I did pick up the tab for all the beer, and I do mean all the beer, cheapos. Not complaining about that. Happy to do it, happy it's all here, but still, those IOUs are going to be called in once we return to the civilized world. I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Just yourself, as usual.
Making the notch, huh, Scott?
Uh-huh.
Nice. Ben's getting the last of the stuff now. You know, we made really good time getting up here today. We could even get in around before nightfall.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Get a scent of the air.
Do you have a signal?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't.
What can I say? I'm lucky that way.
Who are you texting?
Her.
Let me see that.
Hey.
This woman.
Yeah.
She lets you touch her.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Whoa, where are you going with that?
I'm not having you sexting in the same room as me.
Well, then just bunk with Ben.
Oh, you're really missing the point here. Christy.
Hey, that's a family name.
Yeah, it's your grandma's name. Hey, Jackie, give me your phone.
Here you go.
Scott. Scott.
Yes?
Give me my phone.
Are you gonna put it away?
No.
Then no. Welcome to the suck, Chris. Yo, Ben, give me your phone. We're going off the grid this weekend.
That guy.
That asshole.
Why do I let him get away with this shit?
He kept everyone from kicking your ass in high school.
It was not everyone.
Rick Knox, Jimmy Wartson, Sam Michaels, Lewis Cole, Alvin Hobbs, Mark Crawford, Stephen Butts, Justin Butts, Matt Butts.
Their last name was Butts. You put the ball on the tee and I'm going to hit a home run.
Allison Pughes.
Uh-huh, point.
Come on, it's his first trip back in 4 years. Give him this, all right? He wants to commune with nature or some shit like that.
Yeah, but I was going to get some when we get back.
No, you weren't.
It was in the bag, man. Hook, line, and sinker.
Not a chance.
I hate you guys.
No, you don't.
They're in the truck.
Fine, fine.
I'll be right back.
I'm fine with this. I'll just use my new free time to set up the traps.
The what?
The bear traps.
When did you guys start setting up traps?
A year or so ago. What about it?
That doesn't sound cruel to you.
No. I mean, it really does make the whole process much easier.
I don't want it to be easier, Chris. I want it to be a test.
And it still is. It's still a test. Just when you have a cheat sheet for it.
See, my answer is in your answer.
I don't even know what that means.
It's cheating. Not hunting, not a test.
I don't think Scott is looking to hear what ended your third marriage. What's this about cheating?
When did you guys start setting up traps? This is not the way we were taught.
Look, man, it's just something we tried and it worked out well, so we kept it up. It's not like we just leave the animal there to die. We check them every day, and if we've caught something, we put it down, bring it back, cut it up, and use everything, just like we were taught.
It's disrespectful.
To what?
The animal.
Oh, please. I'm pretty sure shooting at them in the first place is disrespectful, and we got no problem with
no,
that.
No, it's not. You've earned it, you tracked it, you found it, and you killed it. The animal had a chance, it had a fight in the matter. It didn't get unlucky about where it stepped. There's respect in that for both parties, and we're not setting up any traps.
Scott, I'm sensing some real misplaced hostility here, and I don't like or want that, buddy. Now, I see your point. I do. I really do. But this is my vacation just as much as it is yours, and I'm not going to be told what I can or can't do on it, okay?
You're not going to set those traps up.
Oh, I'm not, am I?
Guys, please, shut up. Look, Scott, this is just something we started the last few years, and the results have been great, so we kept doing it. But seeing how this is your first trip back up the mountain with us in quite a while, right, Chris? We're not going to set them up. Right, Chris? We can go back and do it the same way we did when we were still brought here by our dads. Right, Chris? And there doesn't need to be any loud words or a face-to-face about it. Right, guys?
Right.
Right.
Good.
Okay, okay. I'll go help with the rest of the gear. Come on, Benny Bear, get that stuff up on your shoulders and heave-ho. Sun's going down, not coming up. Get.
So he hasn't changed?
Nope. Well, his job and wife have changed, but that is about par for the course for him.
Jackie, I didn't mean to get upset over the traps, all right? I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it, man. You just don't want to make an animal suffer. I get it.
No, you don't, okay?
Shit.
I'm sorry. Okay, I am sorry. I shouldn't have come here. I shouldn't have come up here. I just wanted... needed something to be the same.
You're right, Scott. I don't know.
I've seen things, Jackie. I've done things. I've seen life mean nothing, and that's what really makes you understand it, really appreciate it. It makes it matter when you take one.
Scott, someone should... I should have asked this, but... are you okay?
No. No, but I'm working on it.
Hey, man, that's all any of us can hope to be doing. Not going to be easy, but that's all behind you now. You made it back home, back up on the mountain with your friends. You're going to be okay, just going to take some time.
I know. Thanks.
Yeah, don't mention it.
Don't mention this to the others, okay?
Yeah. Fuck.
Hey! Want a beer?
Uh-huh.
To the wind goes mountain! Hey, well, what the hell happened to the door?
Hmm? Oh, a wolf or something tried to get in and scratched his paws bloody.
Ah, poor thing. It must not have been able to find shelter.
Ah, that's the bet.
Hey, did you know that, in fact, this is the coldest winter the mountain has seen in over 200 years?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Neat.
So where's Scott?
In the head. Chris?
Oh, hey, he was pulling his famous Yosemite Sam impersonation when he passed me. He said he was getting an early start on setting up the traps.
God damn it.
What?
I told him we weren't putting them up this year.
What? Why not?
Scott doesn't like the idea. Says it's immoral or some shit. Disrespectful to the animal.
Disrespectful? We're shooting at them. That's disrespectful already. So... you want me to catch up with him, though? Stop him?
You know anyone who's ever been able to stop Chris?
Point. So what do we do?
Fuck it. Just let him put them up. He and Scott can hash it out later. I am officially on vacation, and nothing and no one is going to ruin this for me.
Amen to that.
What we amening?
Beer!
I can get behind that.
One.
Do you shit in the woods, Benny Bear?
I'll take that as a yes.
My man.
So, fellas, what's the plan? Do we hunt early or drink more?
Well, I'm a little of column A, a little of column B on that matter.
Do we want to wait for Chris?
Nah, he went ahead.
To scout for tracks. Get a lay of the land. See what changes the year's brought, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just catch up with him.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Perfect. We'll head out for a few hours, see what we see, then take off proper like in the morning, huh?
Works for me.
Sure.
Well, hip fucking hip, we have a plan.
Hey, Ben, you go ahead and take Chris's rifle and a beer. I mean, why start making good decisions now, right? Jackie, you give me a hand with something?
Hell yeah. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
What's up, man?
Chris doesn't scout ahead. He barely does more out here than just bitch and moan, so what's he doing?
Huh?
He went to put those traps up, didn't he?
What are you getting at, Scott?
You tell him to do that?
What?
Did you give him the order to set up the traps?
Excuse me, order? No, I didn't.
If I find any, I'm setting them off. This isn't the way our dad's called. This isn't the way you kill something.
Scott, I see where you're coming from with this. I do, but God damn it, why do you have to come at me with this head on, huh? I talked to him. I told him not to put them out. And look, the grown-ass man did it anyway. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so goddamn happy to be here with you, with Chris, with Ben. Fuck's sakes, man. 4 years. We finally get to put the band back together to do this trip. I was looking forward to just getting drunk and having a few laughs with my buddies, but no, now I got this shit. Look, you find a trap, spring it. Break it. Leave a steaming pile of shit on it for all I care. Just please, man, please, for me. Can we just drop it? for the first few hours of our first day here? I mean, fuck, dude. This is my happy place, too, and I'm not gonna let you or Chris fuck this trip up for me, okay? Okay, Scott?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Fuck
I just want to just...
water, bridge, all that shit. Come on, let's catch up with the guys.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, this is going to be a great weekend.
Of course it will be, Scotty, my boy. Of course it will be. Now, come on. If we hurry, maybe you can save Bambi from one of those mean, nasty traps here. No, really, I mean it. You know, my sister is a member of PETA now. Maybe I can get you hooked up with them. Yeah.
I mean, did you see anything? Anything at all?
Nope.
Not even a damn track.
Not a one.
Yeah. That's just strange. I'm serious, Scott. Last few years, all you had to do was just stand there and bam. Bam. Bam, bam. Mm.
Hey, Ben, can you bring it down just a little bit, man? Oh, please.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sorry, my bad.
That's fine.
No. I get it. We're here to relax and escape the worries of the real world, right? Huh?
What made you think I'm trying to escape?
Nothing. I just figured it can't be easy being a war hero.
Ben, please.
Why? Look, my buddy, he goes off to some pit of shit, and what does he do? Huh? What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I watched the news.
I didn't. Not a thing.
Well, I bet those four guys you saved would say you did something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about the 10 I didn't save? How about their families?
I didn't know that detail.
No, you didn't. Because there's parts of a hero's story they don't tell. And you watched the news?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you know more about what happened out there than I do, okay? Because that explosion went off, and I just blacked out. I just blacked out and saw red, and...
Look, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, okay, buddy?
I didn't save anyone, okay? I just killed everything that was a threat. Anything that got in front of me, it just went down. No thought given. It was dog-eat-dog out there, right? And if you just happened to be alive when I came to, well, then good for you. Afterwards, they're transporting us back to base, and those guys that I saved, that I saved, they are just staring at me like I'm a freak in silence, like I'm the...
Hey, look, you did what you had...
What I had to do.
Right.
What I was trained to do.
Right.
Be a badass, be the last man standing.
Exactly.
Being the last man standing doesn't make you a hero, Ben. It just makes you the last man standing.
Well, look, I just meant that... You know, it's great to be back up here with you, huh? I mean it, better than all the years, because we got the band back together, right? Huh? Right? I mean it!
Right.
This trip hasn't been the same without you. You guys are my best friends, and I just got excited. I didn't want to upset you. I'm just happy you're back is all, and what a...
Ben, is there a point?
Well, we never get to hang out anymore. None of us. Jack and Chris, they're always busy, and you've been gone. It's just, you remember when I moved?
Yeah.
But I always made it back here for this trip, me and Dad. It means a lot to me for us to do this.
Yeah, it meant a lot to all of us.
It means a lot. Okay, it means a lot. I made it back for this trip every year when we were kids because it was the only time in the year that it ever felt like I had friends. This is the only time that I didn't feel like sure I might be the butt of all the jokes, but the jokes weren't on me. You know what I mean? Back here to the Wind Goes Mountain, where I have friends, and the world isn't such a bad place. Well, you made it through too, buddy. You made it back up the mountain. Sure, yeah, it's just a weekend out of a year, but it's our weekend out of the year. It's also the only time out of the year we make time for each other anymore.
What are you trying to say, Ben?
I'm worried about you, huh? I'm worried about my friend. You get back and you don't tell us for a year?
I got up with you in time for the trip?
Yeah, but a year, Scott. I mean, we've known each other for what? What? We were in the same crib together. Look, I am not trying to upset you.
I'm not upset, Ben. Okay? I'm not upset. I'm not mad. I'm not pissed off. I'm not enraged. Nothing.
Okay.
Not at you. Not at Chad. Not even for Chris, for simply acting like Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just needed some time. Okay, I just needed some time to put it all back together again, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Time. It seems to be a hard thing to come by these days, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Fuck, it's cold out there. Was it this cold last year?
I don't know. I wasn't here last year.
Cute, smart ass.
But it wasn't this cold last year, because as Ben here informed me, it is in fact...
the coldest winter the mountain has seen in over 200 years.
Ding, ding, ding.
Neat. Who gives a fuck? Someone load up the fireplace. I gotta get out of these wet clothes.
And into a dry martini.
Shut up! My balls just turned to cute.
Why did you think that ice would support you again?
Oh, fuck you, that's why.
That does seem to explain it.
Oh, yeah, that's just science right there, Jackie.
So you think the weather spooked everything off the mountain?
Say what?
The weather. You think that's why we didn't see anything today?
Wouldn't be surprising.
I mean, maybe, but look at the door. It's cold, but there's something out there.
Speaking of out there, Chris back yet?
No, thought he was with you.
I haven't seen him since the ice. He stormed off pissed when I won the bet.
What? You won? You fell through. It didn't hold you.
It held for a second.
But you still broke through the ice.
But it held.
Again, just for a few seconds.
But again, it was for a few seconds.
Oh, you're an idiot.
You're just mad I was right.
All right, you think we should go look for him?
Nah, he's probably just checking the traps.
The what?
God damn it, Benny.
Sorry, it just slipped out.
I bet that's what you say to all your dates. Oh, it just slipped out. That's you. That's what you sound
so
like.
So you knew he was doing this and you were just lying to me.
Oh, shit.
What?
We didn't lie to you.
No?
No.
Then what do you call it?
Keeping the peace?
Like you need to police us or something?
No, it's not like that at all.
Think about it.
About what?
Being trapped. Cold, hungry, hurt, just being scared. Guys, that's what you do to the animal when you use those things. You remove its dignity. You make it just
what?
Another...
Make it what? Man, you know it's not like we saw anything today, and I doubt the stupid fucking traps caught anything either.
Yes, Scott.
I'm taking them down tomorrow.
And that is fine by me. Fine by you, Benny.
Fine by me.
There, majority rule. Now, can we please just get this place warmed up?
Fine.
So, coldest on record, huh?
Yeah, I read about it before we took off.
Bet that's how it got its name. The Wind Goes Mountain. It's where all the cold fucking wind goes.
Well, I thought shit rolled downhill, not was blown up it.
That was actually a good one,
yeah,
Benny.
Yeah, well, every once in a while, you know, this goose lays a golden egg.
That's not how it got it.
Huh?
The name. It's got nothing to do with the weather.
Yeah? How you know that?
My dad told me. Yours never told you.
No?
I thought you guys knew.
Well?
Well, what?
How did it get its name?
Oh! You guys want to hear?
Yeah.
Not like we ever got around to installing cable.
Okay. Well, yeah. Its name now is the Wind Goes Mountain. But before that, when this was all Indian territory, it was called the Windigo's Mountain.
Oh, that's cheerful. I can see why they changed it.
What's Windigo mean?
It's a cautionary tale to keep people from eating each other when shit got bad.
You mean like the Donner Party, or what was that sucker team? From Alive.
You know, that movie is why I never played sports.
You also suck at all of them.
That didn't help matters either.
Wait. People have been eaten here. Like cannibalism? Here on the mountain. Well, that really puts a damper on the childhood memories.
No, not here. Well, most likely not here. I mean, bad things happen everywhere.
See, that is the complete opposite from helping right now, Jack.
I didn't say I was trying to help.
So what's a Wendigo?
It's, fuck, I read some clickbait bullshit about it years ago. It's a man who turns into a beast after eating a person.
Well, that's it for the most part, but the cannibalism stories are what it evolved into.
The bare bones of it, you could say.
Like if a group got lost, let's say in these very mountains, for example.
Yeah.
If said group got lost and had to hold up for a while, but they only brought but so much supplies, well, when it starts to run out, I guess it doesn't take long to see the person next to you as your next meal.
Just like how Daffy Duck sees Bugs Bunny turn into a giant turkey and attacks him.
What?
Huh?
That image just popped in my head.
That's nothing like he's talking about.
Sure it is. That's cannibalism.
One is a duck. The other's a rabbit. How is that cannibalism?
Science.
Sure, champ. So, Wendigo is just another name for a cannibal.
No, it's what you become when you give in to cannibalism.
Yeah, that's it. Like a werewolf, but you have to eat someone first to get the curse.
Oh, well, of course, there's got to be a curse with it.
Oh, when isn't there one?
It was said, once you've feasted on human meat, that no meal will ever be as sweet.
Oh, thanks, guys. I really feel better now.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Yeah, just looking out, buddy.
Wait, though, you said it's what it evolved into.
Yeah.
What was it before that?
Well, normally, it's just the cannibalism that turns you. That's at least what most tribe stories told.
Yeah?
But the Cherokee had a deeper version of it. One tied more to the earth as a protecting force. Like, if you were to eat someone, you started taking on the characteristics of the beast. And finally, just live in the woods, preying on anyone who was unlucky enough to come across you. You became a Wendigo.
Yes, that we have covered, clearly, by Benny's frightened state.
I'm not scared.
Sure.
I'm not! Hey, that's not fair. That is just not fair.
But funny. Moving on. Scott, what is a pure Wendigo?
Well, a pure Wendigo, as you put it, Jackie, is a beast of nature. It's elemental. Some even refer to them as the Windwalkers.
See, I like that name more.
Yeah? They were called that because they traveled in gusts of wind, snatching their victims off the ground. They say it wasn't uncommon to find a set of footprints in the snow that just stopped.
Stopped?
As if they had been plucked from where they stood, never to be heard from again.
Oh, well, I like that less.
Less than what? Some crazed asshole trying to take a bite clean right out of you?
Oh, look, a psycho I can handle, but something supernatural, man, that's beyond me. I don't play around with that stuff.
Bum, bum, bum. You do know we're just telling ghost stories, right? It's not real.
Stories come from somewhere. Every bit of fiction has a source, in fact. There are more things in heaven and earth.
Guy thinks he sees a UFO when he's 15, and we can't even tell a ghost story without him going all Kolchak the Night Stalker on us. I love you, Benny Bear, and this is one of the many reasons why. Anybody need a beer?
I did see a UFO! It was
right after the 2002 Fourth of July fireworks. You were heading home when this bright red light set off into the sky.
The brightest red you had ever seen. It flew high into the sky and it took off without exploding.
Yes.
It was a dud, Ben.
You don't know that.
All right. I was saying something. Anyways, as the legend goes, the Wendigo is a type of protecting god of the earth. If man pushed too hard against nature, then nature would let loose the Wendigo. By the clicking of its hooves and the whooshing of its wings, the Wendigo will find you and take you where you stand. It's said when the mountains are at their coldest and the winds cut like glass, when the tree bark snaps and falls like leaves, and when the animals are gone without a trace, that's the signs of nature fighting back. That's the signs of the Wendigo dancing between the pines.
Well, your dad, he made up that story, right?
No, Ben. That's the Cherokee translation. That's the legend of the Wendigo. And you, and Chris, and Jack over there have all angered nature. Now you can feel it, can't you? Just the way the wind hits you now. None of you have respected what these mountains have given you for years. You have tortured our children, made them suffer, made them scared, made them bite and tear through their own limbs. You have taken from the land and gave no thought to offer anything back in return. You all took, and you took, and you took, and now, Ben, every time you step out there, every time you think it's just you and the hunt, remember, the wind will always be right at your back.
Because of the traps?
Because of the traps.
And now we're cursed?
That's right, Ben. And the last thing you'll ever hear is its hooves. Its emaciated blood matted in its fur hooves. Clicking, clicking as it comes right up behind you and plucks you from the ground. And then you're gone.
Gone.
Just gone.
I'm sorry, but come on! Yeah.
The setup, it was right there.
You guys are assholes, both of you assholes.
Oh, come on, Penny Bear, it was at least funny.
Yeah, to you too.
Yeah, to us, why do you think we did it?
Look, Ben, I'm sorry, Jackie's sorry. But you should have seen your face. I mean, he believed, I mean, he really did.
He always does.
Oh, Benny Bear.
What?
We're sorry.
Benny Bear.
What?
I love you, and how gullible you are.
Hey, Jackie. I do your taxes.
Cut that shit out, Scott. It's not funny to scare people.
What? That's it. It's not like I'm making it up. That's the story.
Yeah. Good story, man.
So you really never heard it before?
Hey, guys, Chris isn't back.
Yeah, Dad told ghost stories, but they never
Hey, it's getting really dark, Al.
Oh, yeah? That was my favorite growing
up. He's been gone a while, guys. Guys!
Jesus, Ben, what?
Yeah, man, look, we're sorry you got spooked, but that's no reason to get loud.
Well, Chris isn't back. Jackie, you were the last one in. Did you see him?
No, I was in a bit of a rush to get in, trying not to lose toes to frostbite and all.
Well, think we should go look for him?
No, look, he's just checking his traps and taking his damn sweet time of it, I bet.
He was pretty drunk.
We were all pretty drunk.
Well, I'm gonna go look for him.
Does he have his walkie with him? Maybe we can tag up with him?
Yes. See, here's the thing. He doesn't have his.
Why?
Because I have his.
I do see how this is a dumb question, Jackie, but again, why?
Because I lost mine?
I'll join you, Ben.
He'll be back any minute.
Look, we're not saying you have to come, but we're going.
I didn't say that I wasn't coming.
Most likely he just got turned around and lost.
Dumbass. Probably stepped in one of his own traps.
Oh, that would be karma.
And just damn funny.
Yeah.
Hey, which bag has the flashlights?
My blue one.
Chris! Christopher! Can you hear me?
Find him yet?
I don't see him.
Keep looking, I know I packed them.
Fuckface! This shit ain't funny, man! If you can hear me, yell back!
Hey, they are not him. Man.
I know I packed them. Check again.
Hey, you bringing your gun?
Yeah.
You think it's gonna be that type of trouble?
I don't know, Ben, but I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
I swear to God, if you're just digging around, too drunk for this shit. Chris, that you?
Oh, you see him?
No, but I hear something.
Well, does it sound like Chris?
No.
What was that?
I don't know what that is, but it's not Chris. It sounds big. Really big.
Ben, any luck with those flashlights yet?
I tore that bag apart, man. They're not in there.
Fuck him, let's go.
Hold up, something's out there.
Is it Chris?
No, something else.
Well, it's with him, so let's go.
Scott, would you slow down for a second?
What?
We don't know what's out there.
Our friend is.
I understand that, and I'm just as worried as you are.
Wait, are you?
Yes, but I want to at least...
What? You want a what before you'll go, huh?
A goddamn plan would be nice.
We go, find Chris, and bring him back
guys,
here.
Guys, can we just keep our heads about us, huh?
That's what I'm trying to do.
I'm not leaving him behind.
And no one is saying we are. We're not. Let's just go find him, okay?
Yeah.
Chris!
Oh, shit!
Jeff, close that door! Guys!
Chris! What the fuck?
Chris, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Someone give me a hand here!
It's gonna be okay, Chris. It is. It's gonna be okay.
Ben, hang on to the bookshelf!
Why, huh?
Help me!
Move that bookshelf in front of the door now!
Right.
What? What the fuck was that?
Chris, what did this?
What's going on? Scott, what's going on? What are we doing, Scott? What are we gonna do? Guys, what are we gonna do?
Fucking Christ, Ben, shut up.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Chris, I need you to talk to me, man. What did this to you? What was it, an animal? Huh? Bear? Wolf? Huh?
Chris!
No, I wasn't. Animal.
Okay.
Okay, we are not alone up here.
What, you think some hunter just snapped attacking whoever comes up
don't
here?
No.
No. No.
No. What, Chris? What are you talking? What are you trying to say?
Not a man.
What?
Not a man.
What are you talking about? What's he talking about?
I don't know. Chris, what attacked you?
Some thing.
What the fuck does that mean?
Shut it. What do you mean, Chris?
There's some thing out there. We're all going to die.
I don't see it out there anymore.
Did you see it when it first attacked?
No.
Yes, so keep your eyes open.
Well, I heard it before, and I don't hear it now.
It doesn't mean it's not waiting.
Why would it be doing that?
What do you think we're doing?
Why would it be waiting?
Huh?
You said it was waiting. Why would it be waiting?
This is where it knows the food is at. It's gonna be patient.
I really think you're giving this animal too much credit.
Maybe. Maybe you're not giving it enough.
This is fucking insane.
Welcome to the suck.
So it's just going to wait for us out there?
Possibly.
Then we're golden. We got enough supplies here to last us till that damn thing gets bored and fucks off looking elsewhere.
How long has Chris got?
Oh, fuck.
Well, he's still breathing.
Fuck, Ben!
What? What? What's wrong?
How is Chris?
I don't know, but he's messed up pretty bad.
Well, that's what's fucking wrong. We don't know how bad his injuries are. He could need medical attention right now.
We gotta get him to help. We gotta get him off the mountain and to a hospital. We just have to get to the truck.
That's the problem. If it's still out there...
And it is.
Then it's between us and the truck.
Are we trapped?
Yes.
Right. So, who has a bright idea?
Do we have a first aid kit in the cabin?
No, but I saw one in the truck.
Oh, did you bring it in? Where is it?
I didn't grab it.
Well, this just keeps getting better by the minute.
Well,
why?
I was getting...
The what?
The beer. I grabbed the beer instead.
So you thought the beer was more important than the first aid kit? Good fucking move.
Hey, man. You... Why are you all yelling at me? Yelling at me to get the beer, get the beer. So I get the beer, okay? I didn't think anything like this was gonna happen.
That's what makes it so goddamn important, because you don't plan for shit like this to
why
happen.
Why didn't you grab them then, huh? It's so important. Why did you forget it too?
Don't turn this around on me.
Oh, shut it, both of you. It doesn't matter who didn't grab it. What matters is we know where it's at and that we have to go get it. Jackie, help me move the bookshelf, okay? Ben, hold it at the door. Anything gets between us and it, you send it away or you send it to hell. Got it?
Yeah.
Jack, you and I will...
Wait.
Wait for what?
Think about it for a minute.
What, huh? What?
Hear me out. If one of us can get to the truck, wouldn't it be better to have him go for help?
You're joking.
How can you say that? Chris is hurt.
I know that, but look at the facts. Yes, Chris is in bad shape, but so are we. Some animal that clearly took down a full-grown-ass man has us trapped here. I'm simply suggesting that it would be better to go get help and bring it to him than make a run through the fire just to hop right back into the frying pan. Think for a second. Whichever one of us goes for the truck, and I'm not even going to mention about not fucking making it to the truck, because that's a fucking possibility. But if that happens, then Chris is fucked. Whoever ran is fucked. And the two left inside have no keys to said truck, which makes escape impossible. Thus, fucked.
Hey, I hate your logic, Jackie.
Try having it in your fucking head.
But what do we do, huh? What do we do?
I don't know.
Oh, shit, Pickle.
We just hunker down, all right? We'll take shifts keeping watch. When the sun is up, we have a better view of the field. Ben, you carry Chris to the truck. Jackie, you and I cover the front and rear.
Now that's a plan.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys want one?
Yeah, but not that one.
What did the fisherman say to the magician?
I don't know.
Pick a cod, any cod. What do wicked chickens lay?
No idea.
Deviled eggs. How did the toilet paper stop traffic?
No clue.
It got stuck in the crack.
That's a good one.
Thanks. What time is it?
Around about midnight.
That's a lot of hours till dawn.
Yep.
What happens when a cow breaks loose? That's unsettling. Oh, what shit now?
Ben, calm him down.
I could use some help over here.
Don't take your eyes off that door. Anything comes through it, you make it go back.
We have got to get the fuck off this mountain.
Did you have to hit him?
It worked.
Yeah, he's out.
And if we're lucky, we'll be out till dawn.
Because we've been just chock full of luck so far.
Let's just take Chris to one of the rooms and put him on one of the beds. We can shut the windows and make sure we're locked up tight.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, hey, God. He got hit. Hey, do you think he's going to come back?
I wouldn't even doubt it, Ben.
No, I mean what Chris was talking about. Oh. About, you know...
Ben, just shut up and help me carry, man. All respect in the world. Jackie, would you just get over here and help?
Yeah, easy with him.
Okay. He's still breathing.
All right. On three, we're going to put him down. Right. One, two, three.
Oh, this whole trip has turned out all fucking sigh, man. I want a drink. Need is a better way to phrase it. I need a drink.
All right, we'll take shifts just watching Chris. Ben, you mind taking first watch?
Yeah, okay.
That's why we never saw any tracks today.
Huh?
We never saw any tracks today.
So what?
Do you remember hearing a bird chirp? I mean, I don't.
What are you getting at,
whatever,
man?
Whatever. That thing is, it cleared the mountain of life, okay? It hunted down everything that stepped foot here and just, I don't know, made it disappear.
You really think we're the only four living things on this whole mountain?
Not the only four.
What do you think this is?
Honestly, I just keep hearing my dad's stories going through my head.
What?
This all just might be the forces of nature pushing back. The Wendigo dancing through the pines.
A Wendigo? You're thinking it's a Wendigo?
Yeah.
That's impossible.
I know.
Not to mention crazy.
I know.
It's just some psycho, some escape fucking nutcup holding up here, and he's just fucking with us. That's it. I mean, he knocked on the door. He fucking knocked. It's just one guy who got the drop on Chris, and now
there's something out there, and it isn't a man. That's what Chris said before he passed out.
He was in shock, Scott. He was scared.
So am I.
So your best guess, your best shot in the fucking dark is a monster from an Indian story?
Native American.
Oh, well, excuse me all to hell.
When it attacked, why didn't it bust through the door, huh? Come charging it, whatever it is, it's clearly big enough we've gotten through it. Why'd it stop?
I don't have a fucking clue why.
All right, look, Wendigos are nightmares, torn from our resting minds. They're beasts brought out of us, hunting to get back in.
The fuck does that even mean?
I don't know, man. Maybe that stopped it.
The fucking deer I ran over a year ago?
You asked.
I didn't expect a fucking insane answer.
Well, it's my insane fucking answer.
It's a fucking bear, not hibernating. A rogue wolf, shit, a goddamn mountain lion, and you go with the fucking wind demon?
Wind spirit, actually.
Oh, hearty fucking har.
I didn't mean to scare you.
Scare me? Scare me? I'm trapped in this fucking place? I got a friend dying and another one losing it? Now I have to believe in a... God damn it, I don't know what! I'm past scared, Scott. I'm fucking terrified.
Hey, what's wrong? Is it back?
No, Scott here just thinks this is a fucking ghost story.
I just gave you my answer. Would you please not yell?
Why? What fucking difference did it make how loud I am? We're the only things on the whole damn rock. The situation has now entered a whole new level of fuck.
Just lower your voice. It might come back.
It already knows we're here, Ben.
You need to calm down, Jackie. We're all on edge. Can we just sit back down and breathe and chill? Things are bad enough. We can't be losing our heads now.
Losing our heads? You just suggested a goddamn monster was doing this to us, and I'm the one who's losing it?
A monster?
That's right. Scotty here believes it's the Wendigo.
That thing from the story?
Yes, that made-up fucking thing from the made-up fucking story.
I was just thinking out loud.
Yeah, but you don't really think it's a Wendigo, do you, Scott?
The situation matches the stories.
Right, key word being stories.
Jackie, I think you're overreacting here. He was just making stuff out loud, huh?
Great. Now you're both buying into the shit.
Jackie, you just calm down.
I think I've been pretty damn calm so far, so please don't tell me what to do. Because to me, it looks like you need to reconnect with reality.
Now, Jackie, if you keep yelling, then it will come back no matter what it is. Now, I'm not agreeing with Scott. But I do agree with all of us needing to keep our wits about us. And freaking out like this isn't gonna help anyone.
And thinking this is a fucking monster movie is?
You need to calm down, Jack. Okay, we are all scared, we are all stressed, and we are all tired. But screaming and acting like a child is not helping anyone. We need our wits about us. No matter what it is, we don't want it back at our front door, so do us a favor and don't attract it back. I'm doing my best to handle this. We are all doing our best. Now I need you to chill. Are you chill?
I'm chill.
Good.
Yeah, I'm calm. Don't I look calm? And sane.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Fuck me, fuck you, psycho.
Do I need to separate you two?
No. We're good, right?
Right.
We're good. Chris! You okay, buddy?
What did you see? What was out there, huh?
Leave him
what
alone. Did you see?
We need answers.
Give him some air.
We just need one word, and we'll know.
Leave him alone, Jack.
We just need to know, Chris.
You give him some space, or you and I are gonna go round and round.
He knows what attacked him. He can tell us, and then we'll at least have some facts to work off of instead of guessing in crazy fucking stories.
Chris, talk to me. Talk to me, man. How are you feeling, huh?
Help me. Oh!
Jesus! Chris, talk to me, man. Hey, he's not breathing, guys. He's not breathing.
We need that med kit.
Yep.
That thing's outside.
Yep.
Fuck it. All right. Ben, you have your walkie in hand. We're on channel 2. Jackie, let's go.
Okay. It's gonna be okay, Chris. Everything is gonna be just... Scott and Jackie, they want you get the first aid kit to help. Can you hear me? Please, give me some sign that you can hear me, buddy, huh? Come on, just move your hand. He's not dead. He's not dead! You're gonna be fine, just fine. We'll get you patched up, but in the morning we're getting out of here. We're gonna bring in the National Guard back up here and with us and get this thing. Then we're going home. And we'll laugh about this. We'll be making jokes about this whole thing, messed up trip. And next year, we're going fishing. Forget this place. Fish stay in the water at least, huh? This will be nice, right? Going fishing next year. Oh no. No! It's coming back, guys!
Chris! Oh. Hey, man! Get off me! Chris!
Get off!
Jackie, you hearing that?
Unfortunately.
You see anything?
Scott, behind you!
Where'd it go?
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that thing?
Oh, it's in the trees!
I got it! I got the first aid kit!
Good, get back to base, Jackie! Get back to the cabin! Jackie! Jack, where'd you go? Jack! Jack, where'd you go, Jackie? Oh, where'd you go? You were right there. Oh, you were right there, and then... And you weren't. Where'd you go, Jackie? Oh, Jackie, you had the med kit. Oh, Jack. Ben! Ben, it got Jack!
Ben, you hear me? We need to figure something out here, man. Does it got Jack? Ben! Ben! Chris! Chris, where's Ben? What's wrong? Whose blood is that, Chris? Oh. Christy! Oh. I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you! Oh no, 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 I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you weren't Chris anymore. But you weren't Chris anymore, you weren't. You weren't. And if it had been me instead of you, you would have. You would have, right? Right? You would have. Anymore. You were Chris. You were turning into a Wendigo. You were turning into a Wendigo, and I just had to make it safe. I had to survive. That's what I do. That's what we do. That's what we're trained to do, to survive. And that's what I did. I survived. I mean, I had to look out for myself, but for Jackie. No, not Jackie's. Jackie didn't make it back here, so I couldn't be making it safe for Jack anymore, but... Ben, please be okay, Ben, please! Oh, Ben!
What the fuck is going on?
Jack? Jackie?
What are you doing, Scott?
I'm just thinking about it.
Why don't you just put the gun down, Scott?
Huh?
The gun, Scott. You mind just taking it away from your head for me?
Oh, yeah, this thing, yeah, I was just thinking about,
About what, Scott?
Going home.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you just put the gun down, and I'll take you home. We can go together, we can just get Ben and
Oh, but Ben's not coming, but he's dead.
Ben's dead? Did that thing get him?
No.
Then what killed him? Scott!
Chris!
I can understand your current mental state. Fuck knows I'm about to go off the deep end myself. But if you could start making sense about what the fuck took place here in my absence, I would really appreciate that. So what killed Ben, Scott?
Chris did.
Chris killed Ben.
And ate him, too.
Killed him and ate him.
Yes. He was attacked by a Wendigo, so he was becoming a Wendigo. Or maybe once he finally ate Ben, that's when the curse took hold of me. That's
no!
Just science, right, Jackie?
You cut it with that Wendigo bullshit. Now, where is Chris, Scott?
He's behind the couch.
Jesus, what the fuck happened to him?
I killed him.
What?
He was becoming a Wendigo. He killed Ben, then he attacked me. I had to protect myself. I had to survive, Jack.
Okay. Okay, so you shot our friend to death because he was turning
no.
into a monster.
No,
is that right?
No. I shot him to death because that wasn't Chris anymore. That's not our friend.
That's what you want me to believe,
That's
Scott?
That's what happened, Jackie. I made it back and no one was here. I started looking around and that thing attacked me. Once it was finally dead, I found Ben. And then you came back. How long have you been back?
How did you make it back?
Huh? I don't know.
How did you make it back, Jackie?
I got lucky.
How did you make it back?
What the fuck you getting at?
You tell me how you made it back here.
What do you think I'm gonna do, huh? Turn into an I don't know what the fuck and try to eat you?
Yeah.
That's fucking insane, Scott.
Not from where I'm standing.
Oh, well, at least you're on steady ground there.
I'm not joking.
What the fuck do you think you're doing? Stop pointing that fucking gun at me, Scott.
How did you find your way back to the cabin? Are you still you?
The lights. I followed the lights from the cabin and made my way back.
I saw you, Jack. I saw you yanked into the air and you were gone.
I slipped and fell. Before I could stand up, you were hightailing it back to the cabin, yanked into the sky.
And the Wendigo out there, you just strolled on back in, huh?
What the fuck do you want me to tell you, huh?
What if you're like Chris and becoming a Wendigo, huh?
Seems like you've already made up your mind on the matter.
I'm going to survive.
What's going to be left of you?
Enough. Enough to go home.
I want to go home too! Look, am I acting anything like Chris when he attacked you?
No.
Have I given you any reason not to trust me?
No.
If I say I believe you, can I stop pointing this gun at my best friend? You believe I'm me then?
I don't want to shoot any more of my friends.
Well, that's good. I'm happy about that. So what do we do now?
Do you still have the keys to the truck?
No, I guess I lost them when I fell. Any fresh ideas?
Why don't we just sit here for a little bit longer and just see what happens?
That's where we're at.
Yep.
Shit, I just want to get the fuck off this mountain.
Whatever asshole said you couldn't go home was really onto something, huh?
Could just say fuck it? Make a fucking sprint for it?
Let's see how far we got on foot.
Yeah. Battle of the fucking Wendigo's Mountain, why not? A couple of badass bosom buddies. Guns in hand, fighting our way down, just like you did over there, Butch and fucking Sundancing down the mountain. What do you say? Think we'd make it down the mountain?
Doubt we get 20 feet down the road.
Oh.
That is if we made it to the road at all.
Oh, we're not making it out of here, are we?
I know battles. This ain't that.
What is it, then?
It's fish in a barrel.
You want to help me move Chris into the back? I can't look at him like this anymore.
I'll take care of it. I kill my clean, right? Jackie, what's a Wendigo look like?
There is no fucking Wendigo!
Yes, there is.
There can't be. There can't be. There just fucking can't be. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it!
You okay?
Peachy. Fuck it. I believe you. I believe you. It's a fucking Wendigo. It is a goddamn fucking Wendigo. Is this the punishment?
For what?
The traps. For us not respecting the land and what it gives us. Is that why this is happening?
No.
No?
We're past punishment, Jackie. All right, this is living with the fallout of our deeds. It's here now. It's here now and just doing what we're doing. It's hunting. It's hunting and we're all it has left to prey on.
No way, man. No fucking way, man. I mean, come the fuck on. What the fuck is happening here? What the fuck is happening here? Years. We've been coming here for fucking years and now this shit.
Jackie, you're gonna need to come.
Don't you fucking tell me to calm down. Don't you. Shit like this. Like this wasn't happening before you
got back.
Damn, man. I didn't mean it like that. It's just. What are we gonna tell their moms? Fuck this. I'm gonna go find those fucking keys.
That's a bad idea.
I know, but it's my bad I fucking dia. And it's better than waiting here to fucking die. Cover me.
I'll cover you. unreal. It is just you and me up here now! Just one shot. One good shot is all I need. I walk into worse and I'll walk out of worse! Just walk out this door, walk to the road, and walk down the mountain until I hit pavement! It's a simple four-part plan! In many a strife we fought for life, and never lost our nerve. Hoorah.